This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State are meeting to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting comes just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria and has shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. Authorities have identified 8 of the 9 people confirmed to have died in the collapse of a 12-story beachfront condominium in the U.S. state of Florida. More than 150 others remain missing as rescuers search through the rubble of Champlain Towers South. Rescue workers are still holding out hope they will find survivors as they head into a 5th straight day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside the city of Miami. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby from which they watched the rescuers work. South Africa is fighting a strong third wave of the coronavirus. It's led President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce a raft of new restrictions to try to curb the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The president said on national television late Sunday that the Delta variant has now been detected in 5 of the nation's 9 provinces. He also announced what he called extra precautions. You can read the full story on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. 3 separate hearings on criminal charges involving deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi took place Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. Suu Kyi's lawyer told journalists the first hearing involved 2 witnesses testifying on charges she violated the country's natural disaster management law for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. In the second hearing, lawyer Kim Mong-zong said the court sustained an objection to the defense team's cross-examination of a police officer in the case against Suu Kyi under the communications law on the grounds the question may affect the court's verdict. The final hearing involved charges she violated the country's export-import law. Kim Mong-za said the hearings have been adjourned until next Monday, July 5th. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide electoral victory. Hong Kong's government says it will ban all passenger flights from the UK starting Thursday. The UK flight ban comes as it seeks to curb the spread of new variants of the coronavirus. The government said in a statement Monday that the UK has been classified as extremely high risk. Under the classification, people who have stayed in the UK for more than 2 hours will be restricted from boarding passenger flights to Hong Kong. The statement says the flight ban was issued because of the recent rebound of the epidemic situation in the UK and the widespread Delta variant virus strain there. Restaurants and cafes in Moscow, Russia, have started requesting that patrons provide proof of vaccination or a negative coronavirus test as the Russian capital faces a surge of new infections. All Moscow restaurants, cafes, and bars from Monday must admit only customers who have been vaccinated, have recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months, or can provide a negative coronavirus test from the previous 72 hours. As proof of vaccination for entering a restaurant, customers must visit a government website and get a QR code, a digital pattern designed to be read by a scanner. The new restrictions come as Moscow has registered soaring infection levels. Suspected militants fatally shot a police officer, his wife, and their daughter in Indian-controlled Kashmir, that according to police on Monday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.